and puddles on the floor a meter in every direction. I smile. He'll stop breathing. This simple gown, with delicate shoulder straps, plunging back and nipped in waist, will have my lord on his knees. I scoop my phone up from the nightstand. It's midday. In just an hour, I'll be meeting Jesse in the summer room and taking my vows. My stomach does a swift 360-degree turn. Again. Slipping off my robe, I put my knickers on before taking my ivory lace, strapless corset, and stepping in, pulling it up over my stomach and arranging my cleavage in the cups. Only just, but it does conceal the perfectly round bruise on my breast. My mark. There's a quiet knock at the door. My quiet reflective time is up. Yes, I call, slipping back into my robe.
Ava, darling, are you decent?
It's Mum. I open the door. I'm decent, and I need your help. She pushes her way in, shutting the door behind her. She looks stunning, adorned in a lovely oyster-coloured satin shift dress, her short, sweeping hairstyle arranged with a feather and pearl hairpiece.
Sorry, darling.